name is James Carabra. I'm from Merritt Island. I had cancer on my face, and I've had it operated on, and I am going to try melanoma cancer on my face here.
How long ago did you have that operated on?
A little over a year ago.
And what was the result?
Part of it came back.
And it runs from where to where?
It ran from up here to down here.
That was the initial surgery?
Yes.
Okay.
And I had it on my ear, and they took that off. I had it on my neck. This came out pretty good. But this one here came back, and I'd like to try it.
I'm going to try the can't-see-em ointment on that.
I'd like to try the can't-see-em ointment.
Now, you also had a development on your cheek below your sunglass there?
Yes. Here, I got a spot here on my nose, and I got a big one on my ear.
And what were those? The one on the ear was diagnosed as a basal cell?
Yes.
And how about that one under your eye and your nose?
They never even told me what it was.
Okay. And how much have you spent on your current skin situation?
$15,000.
But they didn't recommend any kind of plastic surgery?
No.
Okay, then we're going to stop here and we'll video the application of the ointment.
Well, this is the application procedure. It's really quite simple. You take some kind of instrument and place enough ointment on it to cover the afflicted site. About 1/8 inch thick should do it. We'll do the ear. You can do a band-aid to the site, or it can be left open to the air. And that's about as straightforward as it is. Leave it on 24 hours for a normal site. And the ones that we have done here on his cheek, I'd probably leave on about 24 to 30 some hours, and then just clean it off with a alcohol swab of some sort, and put a little Vaseline on it. Just do a little Vaseline, keep the tissues moist, and that's really about all you have to do. The body itself takes over there and starts eradicating the non-normal tissues that you have.